I'm Senior Airman Rhea Feltner on this edition of the AFN Aviana Report. Steadfast Noon and Exercising with Allies. Exercise Steadfast Noon is a field training exercise involving 14 countries and up to 60 aircraft of various types, including 4th and 5th generation fighter jets, as well as surveillance and tanker aircraft. Hosted by a different nation each year, Steadfast Noon provides the chance for NATO member nations to improve their collective defense capabilities.
Wyvern Nation has the pleasure of hosting Steadfast Noon 2023 between Aviano and Getty Air Base, Italy. By training with procedures related to deployment of high readiness and dual capable aircraft, this exercise will demonstrate the multinational facet of NATO's capabilities. Colonel Bo Deers, 31st Fighter Wing Deputy Commander, says it's an honor for Wyvern Nation to host such a monumental training event.
We'll be hosting Exercise Steadfast Noon, which is a NATO surety generation exercise here at Aviano. So we'll have a bunch of NATO partners coming in, and the base will be really busy. We'll be flying a lot of sorties, so it'll be really good for Aviano, good hosting, good integration with our NATO partners.
Deers also says Steadfast Noon is an opportunity to hone in on the 31st Fighter Wing's focus by furthering agile combat employment capabilities with NATO allies. I'm Senior Airman Nicole Moliniano, AFN News.
Exercising with Allies. With your Air Force news, I'm Technical Sergeant Eric Mann. NATO exercise Toxic Trip 23 recently took place at Kokside Air Base, Belgium. The exercise focuses on reopening an airfield after a chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear, or seaburn, attack. With approximately 500 participants from 18 countries, Toxic Trip 23 is NATO's largest seaburn exercise, giving allies and partners an opportunity to collaborate and standardize decontamination systems. Senior Master Sergeant Michael Lundell, U.S. Air Force's Europe, Air Force's Africa Aircrew Flight Equipment Command Manager, says near-peer threats have these same capabilities, so it's important for U.S. allies and partners to exercise together in case of a real-world scenario. Over the course of the exercise, participants tested their knowledge and skills in 8 different scenarios. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Rhea Feltner.